A little boy misunderstood, so he failed to say thanks.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A little boy's mother told him to be sure to thank the host mother when he left the birthday party. When he got home, his mother asked if he thanked the host. He said, "No, ma'am, I was going to, but another boy said it ahead of me." When he told her, "Thanks," she said, "Don't mention it." So I didn't. We can excuse a little boy for confusing the host mother's words, but we cannot excuse ourselves if we fail to say thanks to God for all he has done for us. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul explains God's amazing plan to reconcile people to him. Paul shows how the entire world stands guilty before our Creator. Yet God sent his Son into the world to pay our entire sin debt. God now forgives the sins of all who accept his Son. He adopts believers into his family. They now wait for the day God gives us new bodies that will never, ever die. Today, God gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit. God's Spirit teaches and empowers us to share the good news, to live godly, to work for justice and righteousness. God's purpose and plan for us is so amazing. Paul says the only correct response is, in gratitude, to offer God our total selves. This is the correct and best way to say thanks to God.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.